Welcome to the Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, stuff that you might or might not care about. And in this mini episode, I got another slate of picks. We're going to go into week 14 of NFL action. And man, this season is flying by. Only about four more weeks left until the end of the season. And a lot of teams are playing for playoff hopes, while other teams, like the Panthers, their hopes lead into next season. So we're going to get right into it. I'm not going to bore you with a bunch of rambling. Let's get into these picks, starting with the Thursday game. Not going to contemplate on this one too long here. I got the Steelers beating the Patriots at home, and this game is not worth expounding on. So I'm going to move on to the next slate of games, which is on Sunday afternoon. The Bears are back in action at home against the Lions. Team has coming off an impressive road victory over the Saints in a back and forth matchup, and now they go on the road and play a Bears team that blew a huge lead to them a couple of weeks prior to this game. And now the Bears are at home. This is the last outdoor game for the Lions, and I'm going to just say this, man. This is a must win for the Lions if they want to move up in the seeding, because from what you're seeing with the NFC is you're seeing the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the 49ers beat each other up, and the Lions can slowly creep into that conversation. So in order for them to creep into that conversation for that top spot, they have to win games like this against the Bears, a division game. And yes, usually division rivals are tough. Usually the Bears play them very tough every time they play each other. And in fact, Justin Fields has some of his best rushing performances against the Lions. And so this is going to be a challenge for them. I think the Lions pull it off. They are a 3.5-point favorite. But I will say this before I move on to the next game. This is a must-win game for Justin Fields. This game is going to determine whether the Bears keep Justin Fields or not, because the rest of their schedule is cream puff, and winning those games isn't going to matter to Bears fans. Me personally, I'm team Fields still. I still think they only need a few adjustments to go into next season, most notably the coaching situation. But other than that, hey, I think this is a key game to see whether or not Justin Fields is the guy. Let's move on to the next game. We got the Bucs on the road against the Falcons. I got the Falcons winning this one at home. The Falcons have been surprisingly good in some spots. I don't know, man. They're just one of those tricky teams, man. They're a trap team everywhere they go. You don't know which team's going to show up. The Buccaneers, however, started off hot and were basically looking like they were going to be the runaway favorites in this division. But they bumped into some speed bumps. It looks like they're getting their mojo back a little bit. But I think this is going to be a really good matchup. But I think the Falcons are going to pull it off in a close game. Falcons are a 1.5-point favorite. The next game is the Colts on the road against the Bengals. The Bengals coming off a surprising road victory over the Jags. They're at home against the Colts team with a surprising road victory of their own against the Titans. And, man, the Colts are hot, man. Gardner Minshew is playing very good football. And I think they take that into the Bengals stadium. And I think they go on and win. Even though the Browning has shown me something, too, this should also be a good matchup. The Bengals are a 1.5-point favorite. I would take the points. I got the Colts on that one. The Jaguars on the road against the Browns. Jaguars coming off a disappointing matchup against the Bengals. They go on the road against a very tough Browns team. And although this team has a Browns defensive gory gutted out game written all over it, I think the Jaguars pull this one off in a close, low-scoring game. They are a 3-point underdog. I would take the points. Up next, we got the Saints at home against the Panthers. I think the Saints win this one easily, and the Panthers continue to secure that number one spot for the Bears. Up next, we got the Saints are our 5-point favorite. The Texans on the road against the Jets. It looks like Zach Wilson's going to be the permanent starter for the Jets. And just basically letting the Jets franchise know that quarterback is not the issue. The Jets have issues all over their offense. So it's not just on Zach Wilson. But with that being said, I think the Texans go on and win this game. CJ Stroud continues his hot streak. And I think he goes on and beats the Jets in the close game. They are a 3.5-point favorite, the Texans are. Up next, we got the 3 o'clock games, starting with the Vikings on the road against the Raiders. Vikings coming off a bye week, which means they should be prepared to play good Vikings football. I think the Raiders, however, is a trap game for them because Dobbs did not play very well against the Bears a couple of weeks ago. And now here we are. Don't know if which Dobbs is going to show up here, but I think the Raiders win this game at home. I like this Raiders team ever since they made the coaching change, and I think they beat the Vikings at home. They are a 3-point underdog. I'll take the points. The 49ers at home against the Seahawks. Seahawks coming off a game that they could have beat the Cowboys last week. They could have beaten the Cowboys last week, but they lost in the shootout, and now they have to go on the road and play a 49ers team that's way more stout, coming off a very impressive beatdown of the Eagles. And what did I tell you guys? I told you guys in my last episode that I was not sold on the Eagles, and I knew the 49ers were going to come in there and take care of business, and they did. And I still think that the 49ers are the best team in the NFC, and they are my favorites. And I'm going to say it on this episode, they are my favorites to come out of the NFC this year. So with that being said, moving on to the next, the 49ers are a 10-point favorite. I think the Seattle Seahawks cover that. I think Seahawks going to give them some go a little bit. The Chiefs at home against the Bills. This is going to be the biggest game of the afternoon. This is going to be, this got shootout written all over it, but with Mahomes not having the weapons that he usually have, I don't think that's going to be the case. This is not a game where the Chiefs fall behind early. And this is not a type of game that the Chiefs need to turn this into a shootout. That's actually playing in the Bills' favor. Usually it was the other way around, where the Bills had to slow things down and outscore the Chiefs. But now the Chiefs going to have to outscore the Bills. And even though the Bills haven't been playing Bills football, I think the Bills go into Kansas City and win this game. The Kansas City Chiefs are on a 1.5-point favorites. The Broncos on the road against the Chargers. I got the Broncos in this one. The Broncos are tailing upward. The Chargers just don't impress me anymore. I got the Broncos in that one. The Eagles on the road against the Cowboys. I got the Cowboys winning this one at home. I told you guys, the Eagles are going to get exposed, and you're going to see a three-way tie by the end of this week at all these teams being Cowboys, the Eagles, Niners, 10 wins. And so we'll see what happens, but I got the Cowboys winning, and they are 3.5-point favorite. Off to the Monday night games, we got the Titans on the road against the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins wins this one easily. And then last but not least, the Packers, the red hot, quote unquote, Packers, going on the road against a Giants team that have maybe found their quarterback with DeVito. We don't know yet. I'm still not sold on him, but hey, he's playing much better football. This could be a very compelling game. This could be a trap game for the Packers. The Packers better not look past this Giants team if they're trying to make a playoff spot. But Jordan Love has been playing well. I just want to set the record straight. I want to come on here on my podcast and say that Jordan Love has been playing better. I think a lot of that has to do with the coaching and the way they have simplified the playbook a little bit better for him. Looking at you, Chicago Bears coaches, I don't know why you guys don't do that with your quarterbacks, but Matt LaFleur shows why he's a very good coach and a very good hire for the Green Bay Packers, because he knows how to call an offense, and much credit goes to him. And also Love for playing a lot better than I thought he was. Still don't think he's the guy, but he's playing better. Those are my picks, and I'm sticking to it. I am your host, Rod the Magnificent. We will be back behind the mic, I promise you, next week. Just a lot of stuff has been going on, man. I've been really tied up with a lot of things, so haven't been getting a chance to get behind the mic, but we will be back for season 10, the season premiere of season 10. So stay tuned for that. Until then, I'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.